The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, joined by Brett once again. It's time for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street. Nelson, hi Brett, keeping warm?
Yeah, my desk is located right beneath a heat pump, so I'm living the dream right now, you know?
Oh, good man, good man. So, what's happening down at the cinema?
Oh, nothing but pure excitement. I mean, it's the school holidays. We have roughly a million kids' movies playing. I mean, we've got Lilo and Stitch, Elio, we've got Smurfs. We've got more that I can't think of at the moment, but there's more than just that.
Okay, we're still Training Dragons?
Oh, How to Train Your Dragons, that was it, yes.
Good,
we're still Training Dragons. You can do it all here.
All right. So the Smurfs, how is that being received?
Yeah, I think it's a good little, because like most of the other movies are in that PG rating, and this one's got a G rating, I believe. So it's good to have like a real, like kitty friendly movie to have, you know, in our schedule of movies here.
Yes, for sure. And look, Smurfs, they're a bit of an eternal thing, and I'm sure there'll be parents with young kids who, you know, reliving their childhood. Smurfs are, like, when I was young, I think it was BP or one of the petrol stations, you used to get Smurfs from when you bought petrol. And I've still got some of those little things at home. I'm wondering, actually, if they're worth money nowadays. But anyway, yeah, they just always seem to have been there.
Yeah. No, it's always fun to have. It seems like every few years the Smurfs, you know, find their way back onto the big screen. So I'm happy to have them back here.
Yeah.
You know, Smurf, yeah, brother.
That's right. Okay, oh, good. So there's plenty of stuff for kids if you're at a loose end, the weather's wet, and you're thinking, man, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Plenty of stuff for the kiddies, and I actually have a fun one coming out this week that's maybe for the grown-ups and teenagers, you know, not quite kiddie friendly, but I'll start off this week talking about Jurassic World Rebirth.
Okay.
It's freshly out in cinemas right now as of July 3rd.
Wow.
And as you can guess, it's another Jurassic Park film. This one takes place 5 years after the last movie, which was Jurassic World Dominion. And spoilers for the last movie, all the dinosaurs kind of take over the earth, and they're all over the place in the last movie.
Yeah.
But seemingly 5 years have elapsed, and just like the I guess what would you call it, the ecology of the earth isn't conducive to dinosaurs, so they've all sort of migrated back to one little island, and they're just hiding out there. And when they're on that island, they breed a giant hybrid dinosaur that, wouldn't you know it, if you extract the DNA of it, it has a life-saving cure inside of it. So now we have to send a bunch of scientists out there to try to harvest that DNA from that dinosaur to make a life-saving cure.
Hey, it sounds feasible.
Yeah. When I'm saying these plots out loud, I sort of feel like I'm having fever dreams, but yeah.
I'm sure it's going to make for some huge action sequences.
Yeah, Jurassic World always does that really well. And this one's actually got Gareth Edwards as the director. And he did the one of the good Star Wars, Rogue One.
He's
good at big budget action fun films, and that's definitely what this looks like.
Good. Look, I've got fond memories of the first one. That scene where they first come across the big brontosauruses or whatever the heck they are. Mm. Like the graphics back then were fairly mind blowing, and of course they've got way better. They seamlessly integrate now with zero problem. I do have a bit of a soft spot for the franchise, I got to say.
Yeah. Even if, like, I don't know, like some are better than others, but at the end of the day, there's giant dinosaurs on my screen. I'm happy, you know. I'm a simple man. You give me a dinosaur, I smile.
Yeah, exactly. I smile, eat popcorn, and ice cream.
That's it. Preach, brother.
Yeah. Okay, so Jurassic World, a very believable docudrama. No.
Yes.
Cool. When is that one screening, and what sort of rating have we got on the continuing tale of dinosaurs on the planet?
Yeah, it's an M for mature, and you can catch it about six times a day. So it's we've got tons of Jurassic World Rebirth here for y'all.
Cool, and I'm anticipating that it's got a fairly hefty soundtrack with it, as far as just the the dinosaur sounds and the booms and things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's in our Cinema One, our biggest auditorium, so like you'll be able to feel the growls of the dinosaur, because that sound system is a badass in there, sir.
Yes. All right, that is where I would be hoping to see the thing. So well played, State Cinemas.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I am talking to Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. We're talking, well, we've just talked about Jurassic World, the rebirth, the tale of dinosaurs and DNA. Woo! Yeah. Okay, that's where it all started. Dinosaurs and DNA.
It does also look like they might be going back to the original Jurassic Park, but I couldn't quite tell from the trailer. So you might get some nostalgia in there too.
Nice.
But anyhow, yeah.
Okay. All right. If you're into a bit of action and just, you know, don't want to have to think too much about deep plot twists and intricacies, this could be the one for you.
Sounds like it'll be a fun one. Yep. But it doesn't stop there, Matt. I've got more.
But wait, there's more.
So this one was it was in the French Film Festival, and we did a sneak peek of it on Sunday, which it sold out almost every session. But now this film is officially out, and it is The Count of Monte Cristo.
Uh-huh.
And that is officially starting this week. And if you're unfamiliar with that, it was a book from like 1846 by Alexandre Dumas. And it tells the tale of a gentleman who gets wrongly accused and sent to prison for 14 years. But he escapes, and it turns out he is the Count of Monte Cristo, and he's on a revenge mission to take down those people that wrongly accused him.
Okay. Cool. So this was really popular during the festival, wasn't it?
It was huge. Like I said, it almost sold out every single session.
Yeah.
There was one day where it sold out, so we had to open it up into another auditorium, and it sold that one out as well.
That's amazing. Okay, and so it's got an official release now.
Yes, it's officially out. You can catch it multiple times a day. And I have to say, it looks like an absolute epic. Like, it's a huge budget looking 3-hour just real ride and adventure. But it is in French, so you do have to read.
Yep.
So you'll feel smart after watching it as well.
That's good. I hope they use the word zounds. I think I've mentioned this before. I saw a French Musketeers movie, like Le Fil d'Artagnan or something it was called, years back. And they said something in French, and the subtitle that came up was zounds. Z-O-U-N-D-S with an exclamation mark. And it's like, what the heck is that? So I always hope to see that in another French movie, and I've never seen it again.
I think this could be the one, Matt. Like, he's hitting people with a stick a lot in the trailer, and if there's ever a time to drop a zounds, it's right when you smack someone with a stick, you know? Like those old Batman shows, you know, pow, wham, zounds.
I hear you. All right, let's hope for that. I'll have to get along to check that one out. So, French language, English subtitles, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Indeed, yeah, and it does have a little M for violence, and you can catch it 3 times a day.
All right, get in there, watch some French stick whacking. That sounds worse than it should be.
Speaking of advanced screenings that we showed last week, I have yet another one for you that is coming out to wide release. It is The Great Lillian Hall officially begins this week. For those of you who didn't maybe catch the radio show last week, what The Great Lillian Hall is it stars Jessica Lange, which I think most people would be familiar with her from American Horror Story. She's amazing in it.
Yeah.
But she, in this film, stars a beloved aging Broadway star who is just, you know, the cream of the crop back the day on the Broadway scene. And she's going into another big production, but age is kind of catching up with her. So her mind is starting to slip, and she might be getting like shades of dementia or Alzheimer's. So it's a film following this lady who's like kind of having to reconcile with possibly giving up the spotlight just because age is catching up with her, and she doesn't know if she can get this last performance out of her or not before her mind slips.
Gosh, harrowing.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a good template for just high drama. And she's an amazing actress. So, like, I think the performance is going to be, like, really stunning in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I mentioned last week how I've wondered about that just with older people now. Seem to be a few of them coming back for roles in TV series and things like that, but a Broadway play where they can't go, cut.
Mm.
The pressure must be phenomenal.
Broadway amazes me. I just don't know how those guys do it. Like, that's like, they're long too. They're like 3 hours, most of those Broadway plays. That's so much dialogue to remember. But yeah, picture trying to do that, but you're just, your mind slipping. So it should be a really fascinating watch.
Yeah. And as you said, Jessica Lange, class actor.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just her in here. It has Kathy Bates is also in this, Kathy Williams, Pierce Brosnan, Lily Rabe.
Wow.
So there's a really all-star cast attached to it. So it should be really, really good stuff.
Cool, cool. All right. What rating is on that? How often can you catch it?
It is an M for mature for a bit of offensive language, and you can catch it about 2 times a day.
Okay, and for those of us who may have lost the title in our brain, what was it called again?
It is The Great Lillian Hall.
Okay, I'm sort of pretending I've got the memory. Anyway, The Great Lillian Hall. Yes, I'm trying to integrate myself into this. Yes, anyway. All right, this is At the Flicks, talking about the movies down at State Cinemas. Brett is explaining just some of the great lineup of things that are happening down there. What have we got to talk about next, Brett?
Yeah, so those are the actual proper new releases for the week. But I had two other little things I wanted to bring up that are coming very closely down the pike. The first one I want to talk about is our Art Beats films are coming back. We usually screen these at the Studer, and they each one of these films tends to cover a different artist or topic within the art world. And the next one we have coming up is on July 13th. It's a documentary about Michelangelo called Michelangelo, Love and Death. And these things are always really, really popular. They're just deep dives into these specific topics. So if you're interested in Michelangelo and his 88 years of art, come out to the Studer on Sunday, July 13th at 2 p.m. or Wednesday, July 16th at 11 a.m. to check it out.
Cool. All right. Now, Michelangelo, super interesting character.
Yeah, yeah. I had to look it up. He's not just a Ninja Turtle. Turns out he was actually an artist back in the day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that angle of it. Yeah, and so he's not joined by Donatello and the others. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I think it's going to be a lot of the Statue of David and his art and his paintings, but maybe some Ninja Turtles. I'd make no promises.
Okay. It's interesting because he was an artist who appeared to codify a few things, you know, hidden meanings in some of his works. So it'll be interesting to see if they dive into that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we'll crack some codes here. Mm-hmm. So, don't know, you'll have to come Sunday, July 13th at 2 p.m. or Wednesday, July 16th at 11 a.m. and find out.
Cool. And what was the title on that one again?
Michelangelo, Love and Death. And if you are interested in it, when you go to our website, across the top, there's a thing that says art films.
Yep.
And just click on that and you can learn more about it.
Cool. All right. Sounding good. Where to next?
Right. The last thing I'll talk about is our Italian Film Festival is fastly approaching, and it starts officially Friday, July 18th. But I did want to let everyone know that the opening film, Gloria, is about half full at this point, and you'd never want to miss out on the opening night films for these festivals, because in this particular case, we're going to have Italian food, Peroni, San Pellegrino, Prosecco, a bunch of goodies and stuff to really start this festival off right. So I just wanted to plug that you need to get your tickets for the opening night sooner rather than later.
Okay. And so that was the 18th. Was it Friday the 18th? Interesting night to be kicking it off.
Yeah, yeah, they're mixing it up because usually they start on like a Wednesday, the opening night, and then it kind of bleeds into your normal movie week. So this one's a fun little Friday night adventure for everyone.
Nice. Sounds really good. Okay. The Italian Film Festival. See, you've got the details up on the website. You've also got physical brochures. Is that right?
I do. I still have a few boxes left. So if you're someone who likes having the physical book, I still have a few left. So just pop on down and see us and grab one for yourself.
Look, I've still got programs from film festivals from quite a few years ago with things circled that I haven't seen yet that I keep reminding myself, try and find that, try and see that. So always worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows, they might become collector's items in the future. So it's worth having. and doodling and yeah. circling and making notes in. It's they're good to have. They're handy.
Yeah, they are. They are. But the website has a link to the Italian Film Festival. You can find out about the movies. You can book some tickets, all that sort of thing, through the website statecinemas.co.nz. Now, is there anything else for this week that you do want to cover off or in rapidly approaching?
I think those are all the big things to talk about. But, you know, it is the school holidays. We're supposed to have some bad weather. And we have about 20 different movies playing right now. So we're here to keep you entertained during this damp weekend for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And approaching, of course, I've seen trailers. There's a Superman movie on the way. Fantastic Four are coming in. So there'll be a couple of big sort of blockbusters maybe heading your way to on the back of things like Jurassic World.
That's right. I think Superman's next week, and they just released that new trailer for it, where I'm actually really excited. It looks like they finally made Superman kind of like have a personality.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks really funny and charming in there. I really like James Gunn's writing. It's quirky and fun, and that's what this looks like.
Yeah, oh, that's good, because the first one, I think, had him getting rescued by Superdog or something. Was that right?
That's kind of like, Crypto, what? And the trailer, it looks like he's lost Crypto the dogs, which is him, like, bothering Lex Luthor and stuff about where the dog's at.
Yeah,
it looks really funny. It looks like a fresh take on Superman that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Look, I still have very, very fond memories of Christopher Reeve as Superman, and even before that, the old black and white ones that used to be on TV that was fairly obviously a guy lying on a table. with some crazy special effects back in the day. But Superman, it's interesting because, you know, he's almost invincible, but he always seems to have a little chink in his armor. Lois Lane being one of them.
That's right. Mm. You know, that's always our downfall, isn't it, romance?
It is. It is. All right, cool. So that's up next week. Yeah, Superman.
That's right. Yeah, and then even like I Know What You Did Last Summer. There's another one of those movies coming out on July 17th. Fantastic Four on July 24th. There's a new Freaky Friday coming out in August. There's tons of new movies coming out. So we got a really good docket coming up for you guys.
All right. And the new Freaky Friday still has Jamie Lee Curtis, who was like right back in the original one, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And they got Lindsay Lohan back. Oh, yeah. But yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is great and everything. So that'll be a lot of good fun.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right, lots of stuff happening. You can head to the website, statecinemas.co.nz. They've got a coming soon tab on there, and you can check all these films out and, get yourself planning a way into the future.
Yes, indeed.
Cool. All right, Brett, anything you want to add before we wrap this one up?
I think I've heard me talk enough, and I clearly, for my stammering, need more coffee.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys go, and I will load myself up with coffee and be wide awake for you guys this weekend when you come in.
Brilliant. Always good to talk to you, Brett. Always good to find out what is happening down at the Independent Cinema, State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Huge screen, huge sound, lots of cinemas, lots of variety. If you've got kids this school holidays and you're wondering what to do, take a look at their website. There will be something that your kids are going to want to see.
Yes, indeed. So we'll see you all out this weekend, guys, and thank you so much.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.